Kablam.
Kablamo.
It's recording. We're now recording. We're firing on all cylinders now.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can.
Because you're coming up like way louder than me on the little.
I can turn it down. I was paranoid. So
oh, no,
I turned it up
good.
A bunch.
You're
is
totally
that better?
Good.
Is that any better?
No, you're good.
Turned it down a bit. But as you already see, our waveforms already look way more similar than they did last time. Like my waveforms weren't even showing up.
That's so weird because they were showing up on my end. That's so weird.
And I knew I shouldn't have believed you. I should just not. I should never listen to you, Molly, because like I should have trusted my gut and been like, no, something's up here. It's fine. Hey guys.
Hello.
welcome to episode 2 redo, but you don't know that it's a redo. Only we do. This is the second time recording this podcast because someone told me that it sounded fine on their end, but
actually
my audio turned out really bad. I don't know.
How about we introduce ourselves?
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. Hey.
James or Jim Boy, and I'm Molly.
Yeah. I am Jim Boy.
He's already
name of the podcast.
Already persecuting me here. So.
Persecuting you.
Yes.
Persecuting
so
attacked
you. Right now.
Much like Saint Valentine of Rome was persecuted.
Yep.
So great segue.
What we're just talking about.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is coming up.
It is.
To all you lovely lovers out there, we're about to destroy your foolish preconceived notions of Valentine's Day and share our opinions and musings on the silliness of the traditions of this holiday.
We've got to tear down some social constructs. Let's go,
oh,
baby.
Oh, man. Molly and Jim Boy here to tear down your social constructs.
Yo.
Molly has prepared a list. We'll see if we actually get to it, if we're just steamrolling over it.
I'm a pretty just go with the flow type of gal.
Right.
I've been the one writing down all the topics.
Molly is the lifeblood of the adventures of Molly and Jim Boy.
That's why my name is first.
Her name comes first. It's in the contract. We split the revenue 70-20, 70-30. I can do math.
Can you though?
So Saint Valentine's Day. Let's hear it. What do you got?
Well, you know, we were just talking about how he made things possible for a group of people that at the time were being persecuted because of their religion, which, you know,
he being Saint Valentine.
Saint Valentine, yes.
Got it.
And, you know, growing up, I grew up in a Southern Baptist church. So we actually did recognize Valentine's Day. Like, you know, we give out little candies and hearts and stuff. But it wasn't about romance as much as it was about, you know, love, like the agape love that we talked a lot about growing up is, you know, there's different types of love. And agape love is love that you can show to anyone at any time. You don't have to have a particular connection to them, but it's just the willingness to put your needs aside and put someone else's needs in front of your own, even to the point of maybe even dying for someone else. Or a group of people, which is what Saint Valentine did. He was, like you said, marrying people in secret, and he was helping out Christians that were being, persecuted at the time. And I think we can glean a lot from that today because there are groups of people who are the little guy and lesser than us, and we can't just turn a blind eye to them, you know?
Right. How noble. What a noble history behind a holiday that we have bastardized and made very much not about that.
We really have. Like, I was doing some shopping. I'm doing a Galentine's Day. We talked about this, but I'm doing a Galentine's Day. Yes. Which, again, started. Just... No, it emphasizes how much this day shouldn't be just about romance, because I'm celebrating the women in my life. Not all of them, because that's just so many, but, you know, closest to me. And, you know, there's no romance there. It's just about that unconditional love.
Sure, but this, you're also discriminating me. I can't celebrate Galentine's Day.
Bro,
I am not a gal.
Do you want to go there?
Do I get to celebrate Valentine's Gay and celebrate my boys?
You know, if you want to get a couple boys around and be like, yo, man, I love you, and not get hit, I mean, you go ahead and try and do it.
Is Galentine's Day on Valentine's Day?
No, it's the day before.
What? Then Valentine's Gay is going to be the day after. Okay. Me and my bros... out there in the gym boy world, celebrate so Valentine's Gay this February 15th.
You really gonna go with gay?
Yeah, of course. You know, because Galentine's Day, Valentine's Gay, it makes sense.
I guess if you want to,
you're celebrating
your
the boys, celebrating your boys,
just you and the boys, just
me and the boys together, celebrating love and our feelings for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's wrong with this?
The most sus.
I don't. Where did I lose you?
You know, just like you and the boys, because I've literally never heard you.
Oh yeah, you and the gals celebrating your love for each other. Yeah. Give me a break. Whatever. And what are you planning on doing, huh? Chocolates, cards, flowers.
I'm doing high tea, and yes, flowers will be involved.
See, I don't think that's what Saint Valentine would have wanted. I don't think Saint Valentine would have wanted you to have high tea. I think he would have wanted you to like give tea to poor people and marry people. Why can't you go out and marry some people?
That needs tea?
You are absolutely not. You just said you're going to high tea.
No, I'm making it.
You're making what the what is high tea? What do you mean you're making high tea?
So high tea is just it's more like a ritual than it is anything else. Well, and there's certain things that you serve at high tea. So
a ritual?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna stop talking. You know what? I'll give you a chance to explain yourself before I completely rip into your ritual of high tea.
So
let's go on.
So it, you know, it's English. In origin, and shut up, okay? But like, it, so you serve it between 2:30 and 4 o'clock, and it's supposed to be like a preamble to dinner, because the English ate dinner a lot later than, you know, you typically would think. Like, it wasn't at like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, so it's like a little preamble. So they make like just like small finger sandwiches, and scones was part of like the original high tea before the finger sandwiches came out. But you put them on these dessert tiers, and sandwiches are at the bottom, all your savory items at the bottom, and they're just like smaller sized. And then in the middle you have your freshly baked scones with Devonshire cream and lemon curd, or like a strawberry spread. And then at top you have like little desserts like petite fleurs or fruit tarts and stuff like that, and then you serve it with tea, typically English breakfast or Earl Grey, and or coffee.
I officially don't know you. you could not see. So I sent you a video just now of my entire face the entire time you were telling me of this. Oh my God. I can't. You started out with, it's English. It happens between a certain time of day, and they're little finger sandwiches. And it's like, what? This is literally the most like uppity thing, royalty, Saint Valentine would be ashamed of you.
If you haven't noticed, I'm a princess, okay? So how about you get this negative energy out of my face?
Oh my god. Okay? Are we really about to tear apart the cliches and conventions of modern Valentine's Day when you just started like that? Are you serious?
Hey, we ain't talking about Valentine's Day. We talking about Galentine's Day. It's a whole nother holiday. And it's about celebrating lady friends. And you know, ladies, they like their lunch and their tea. Wow.
So you're not celebrating, Valentine's Day at all.
I am.
Uh-huh. There we go. That's what I wanted to get to.
But here's the thing. Because in a previous relationship, there was like this pressure, I think, especially since we were like young, to like have a nice Valentine's Day and, you know, get flowers or whatever. And once Tim and I got together, he's like, yo, I'm not the type of person to be like highlighting all these days. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, we should get out the day that we met 3 years ago. You know, like that's dumb. And I'm like, oh, okay. But the flip side is, we do nice things for each other all the time. So why do we need those particular days to like save up on being nice to each other? Like, I don't get that.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, but we do
take the excuse because, you know, like you can get a babysitter and be like, oh, but it's Valentine's Day. And they're like, okay, we'll watch him overnight kind of thing. Watch Enan, my son, overnight.
Sure. So we because just have your babysitter doesn't need to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, no, my mom, I mean, she does.
Well, that's even worse. Your mom needs to celebrate Valentine's Day.
But
she's got way more years on you.
The thing is, she's never been a big Valentine's Day person because my dad's birthday is literally like 3 days later. She's like, I don't really celebrate because we're saving all that towards his birthday. So they do something the weekend of his birthday usually. Like, he'll even go out of town with her. He does it all the time. He took her to the beach just like a few weeks ago just because. They're good. It's actually kind of gross, but you know, they've been together like 30 years and they're obsessed with each other. It's just like, ugh. Anyway. So
your mom and I.
What?
We she doesn't like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I don't like Valentine's Day. Historically a bad holiday for me.
But the thing is, why does it have to be a bad holiday? Like that's why I don't, because we have these expectations that we shouldn't have anymore. Like I was one of the things I was like, oh, maybe for today I could read through like maybe some Reddit stories of like people's worst Valentine's Day ever, and most of them were just guys being salty, like, oh yeah, I got the courage to finally ask this girl out and she said no and I've hated Valentine's Day ever since. I'm like, that's dumb. Like,
that,
because
okay,
a girl
that
told
is
no,
that is dumb. That's dumb.
Little babies,
but yeah, but there are real tales of sorrow on Valentine's Day out there. That's why some people refer to it as Singles Awareness Day, and it's not just exclusive to,
you know,
guys.
What? I even talked about Single Awareness Day one time, and then I was like, you know what? That's the dumbest thing ever. I'm sorry, like, if I'm offending somebody, but like, that's dumb. Okay, like,
you're. You
expect me to feel bad?
Every episode, you say something that I'm like, Molly, this is going on the internet.
I don't care. No, I will tell anyone to their face. That's a dumb thing. Like,
tell me why it's dumb. Explain to me.
Well, one, because Valentine's Day shouldn't be just about romance. It should be about love. And there's a huge difference. Like, I don't get that. You can get lingerie any day of the year, hunty. Buy it for yourself. That's romance. There's a difference. Like, and the fact is, like, people who are single on Valentine's Day, they're like, oh, there's no one to get me something, basically. Like, there's no one for me to love, no one that's going to send me flowers. Girl, send yourself flowers if you really want flowers. They're like $12 for a bouquet.
Look. I think that if you are like celebrating Singles Awareness Day and you're sad because you don't get like flowers or lingerie or like chocolates or whatever, if you're just sad because you want something from someone else, that's bullshit.
Well, you still want something from someone else. You want a relationship, which is like, that's not wrong. But at the same time, like,
it's not about the relationship. It's about being able at least. Okay. And I'm projecting a little bit. Like, for me, historically, it's not about the relationship. It's about being able, like, to share my affection with someone on this day, like having, like, not
you
being lonely on this day. How, if you like really truly feel like you're lonely and alone and like everyone else around you, this, especially in the States, this like commercialized idea of Valentine's Day is all around you.
That's why we hear James to tear down this construct. You don't need to look
around. You're victim blaming though. We're tearing down the construct and immediately you're like, if you're lonely, fuck you.
No,
you're wrong.
That's not what I'm saying.
If you're lonely, you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve to be sad.
No,
because you're
lonely.
You don't
deserve to be sad.
Love yourself.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Loving yourself? Like,
nothing's wrong with loving yourself, but easy for you to say, right? Like, you have someone. We have people, right?
Yes.
Like, it's hard for us to like point at someone who really like feels alone and be like, pick yourself up. It's gonna be okay.
The thing is, if someone feels alone like that, I think it has way more to do with not having a relationship, because before you can be in a healthy relationship, you have to be okay with yourself in the first place. So,
sure.
But to put this, like, I just don't understand. I don't understand why there's just this emphasis to have somebody on Valentine's Day. I think it's not healthy. And the thing is, most people are like, I'm alone. You're not alone. You have people around you who love and care about you. Celebrate those people. You know, go out with those people. Have dinner with one of those people. Like,
Here's devil's advocate. Here's what I'm playing at, right?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. People, by the way, first of all, I am not advocating for or, like, condoning, like, incel culture. That's, like, a completely separate issue.
Okay.
Like, not advocating for that at all. Y'all got to get your shit worked out. Two, on a day dedicated to, like, couples and being together, yes, you have people in your life who you can, like, celebrate and whatever, but if any of those people happen to have a significant other, then what are they going to be doing on Valentine's Day? They're not hanging out with you. They're not talking to you.
But this is the thing. Why does it have to be on Valentine's Day? Like, you can celebrate somebody any day of the week, any day of the year. And that
this is
the thing that I'm trying to get to. Because, like, only last year did Tim and I even low key celebrate Valentine's Day. And the only thing we did was buy steak and eat it at home. And
romantic.
I mean, hey man, it was really good steak, but like
romantic.
Yeah,
just saying.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, if one of my friends was like, "Hey, I want to go out," and it was Valentine's Day, the only reason I'd say no is because every place would be packed. But I'd be like, "Hey, come over, let's eat some steak." Because, like,
how would Tim feel about that?
He wouldn't care.
You think?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, I honestly, as long as you leave the house by 9 p.m., he doesn't care. But, you know, like I said, we don't put a big emphasis, like, we don't put even a big emphasis on, like, well, maybe because of the way our relationship started, we don't even put a big emphasis on, like, quote unquote, the anniversary we got together, because it wasn't very clear.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, fair enough.
Because we were like, oh, we just chill. And then it wasn't chill. Like, you know,
yeah.
But I think this about Christmas too. I love Christmas. I always have as a child, like that was my favorite holiday. It still is my favorite holiday, but I think just in our culture, it gets capitalized on and commercialized. And then you're supposed to feel bad if you don't have someone. It's like a click, like in America.
Sure.
It's like, oh, you don't have anyone on Valentine's Day. You should feel bad. Like, no, you shouldn't. Well, I'd rather be alone than miserable with someone. And if you haven't found that person, you shouldn't feel bad that you haven't.
Okay. Let me here's my hot take, right?
Okay.
First of all, you're right. I agree with what you're saying about, like, how we have commercialized these holidays. It is a societal pressure to like whatever. But here's my hot take. Okay.
Okay.
I like holidays.
And I love holidays.
I like what they represent. Like, yes, holistically, I can say, oh, you should love people every day. You should share affection, whatever. You shouldn't just wait for Valentine's Day. Right. However, the reason I like holidays, like Valentine's Day and Christmas and New Year's and stuff, is because of the opportunity it gives people to celebrate those things. We should celebrate them all the time.
But at
the very least, this day is a reminder for everyone.
I totally agree with that. Maybe take
a second to think about this.
No, I totally agree. I still think we should have holidays, but like, okay, here's something that I've learned, especially since having a child, about Christmas. Having a child does make it magical again. Like, you do feel some of the things you felt when you were a kid.
But
you are like wading through this pool of just commercialism and all this stuff, and I had to stop. I was so stressed out last Christmas, James. It made my ovarian cyst come back. Like, oh, I was in pain.
I remember my
face was breaking out and crap. So like, and the one present that I can remember being so proud of was something that wasn't like just a gift. I made like this video montage for my cousin of us, because her birthday is on Christmas, of us just saying nice things about her.
That's perfect.
And my favorite Christmas gift, my dad took us to Florida. Well, he took us to Neptune Beach for a week. It was just us, you know, and the family together in a house. That's all it needs to be. And so we were talking, and my mom was just like, I don't want to do gifts next year. I'm like, I don't want to do gifts. Eden has so many gifts. I don't know what to do with the toys that he has. They're just everywhere. And I realized that when I was a kid, what I was excited about wasn't getting the gifts as much as getting to see the people that I may not see during the year. And also, because I'm musical, being able to be part of like school plays or church plays and you know, the Christmas cantata. That's like probably my favorite part about Christmas is performing, which I don't get to do that much anymore. But
the holidays are my favorite time of year for the exact same reason. It's not like I just like
it's doing things with people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And there is like whether or not you like see it or like or it's like as widespread as I like to believe. Maybe I'm just an optimist. There really is sort of like a universal like, oh, everyone is like
excited. You know,
there's like a camaraderie. There's like everyone's excited about it, and everyone's like whatever.
No,
but you just don't get in other times of the year.
I totally agree with that. I just think I think there should be less emphasis on like getting these extravagant presents. You know, like Tim asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I'm like, I want you to write me a handwritten letter, and he's like, what? I'm like, seriously, like I want that, and he was just like, and because we are so hardwired to think that like we want something, he didn't do it because he's like, I thought that I'd do it and then you'd be upset. Like, I actually wanted you to get me like earrings or something, you know? And I was just like, no. But I did get a $100 gift card to Sephora, and I did spend it. And you
took it back, right? You didn't spend it. You took it back because it's not about the Sephora gift card. I still spent it. Sounds like
Hey, man, my face was breaking out because I was so stressed out. I need my skin routine. I was running low on my moisturizer.
So you're saying that when Tim got you that Sephora gift card, you were so sad. You're like, oh, Tim.
No, I was really happy. But if he hadn't gotten that for me. No. If he hadn't gotten that for me, just giving me the written letter, I would have been ecstatic. Like, I would frame that thing and like keep it forever.
Yeah.
That's my love language.
I know I'm your foil today. I realize this.
You are.
I'm just saying, we can be very like, oh yeah, it'd be nice to like, holistically, who needs presents and like whatever. Still nice though. Still, it's still nice when you get a gift.
But
it's nice.
This is the thing. The feeling I got being on vacation with my family, like, I still hold that. Like, you know, opening those gifts, it felt nice, and I loved the gifts I got, but it does not in any way trump the time that I spent with them. Because, and this is something I'm learning as, you know, I'm being a parent, is that you have this limited time with, especially your family. Like, you have to think of it in the form of visits, you know, like, how many times a year do I see my parents? And and you know, a lot of people by my age, they may have like 10 visits left with their parents before they pass away. And
yikes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yikes.
When you think of it that way, you're like, I heard that one time, I think it was on the radio or something, that I heard that, and I haven't stopped thinking about it ever since. And I'm like, I want Enan to get as many visits as he can with his grandparents and with his uncles and his aunt, you know, and obviously I'm very close to my family, and not everyone is, but you don't have to have, like, you know, your conventional idea of a family. It could be friends that has turned into family for you, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So totally. It's just time. And maybe it's just me, because time together is a huge love. It's like my top love language. So, yeah. That's my, like, my gift / love language is time together. But I think, I think that it goes across the board for anyone. Like, things aren't forever, you know? And it's totally cliche, but again, like with Valentine's Day, like, Tim and I have never given each other gifts for that Valentine's Day, like extravagant gifts. Like, he gets me my favorite cookies, and I'll write him like a note with a cupcake or something. You know,
sounds like a gift. Sounds like he got you something.
It's food, though. Like, that's different.
Went out of his way to get it for you, though.
It was like $2.50, though. Like,
yeah, but you liked it. You wanted it. And
I ate
it
for sure. Yeah, and regretted it. And I was like, man, why'd you give me that? Because now I got to run now, because I feel a little tubby.
If you want to practice what you preach, Molly, here I am calling you out on the podcast. Then the next time Tim gets you something for a holiday, you send that shit back. You say, no. This is not about the gift.
That would offend him.
But you explain it to him. You say, hey, babe, listen, it's not about the gift. And I'm not sending this gift back because I don't love it. I'm sending this gift back because of the principle that I believe in, that this holiday is not represented by gifts. We're going to get rid of this construct. We're never going to do it again. And Tim will say, okay. And then that'll be that.
He will say, okay. He will say,
you know,
so
why
I can't...
Tim isn't going to say okay? Because he's not crazy.
No.
And the holiday is...
I can legit tell you what he's probably going to say. He's going to be like, so I can't spoil my lady whenever I want. And I'd be like, no, that's not it. And he's like, okay, then don't tell me not to do that. And then that'll be the end of the conversation.
Exactly. And here's the thing too. Here's another like thing that I've thought about. It's not like we only get gifts on holidays. It's not like we only get surprises from significant others
Obviously.
It's just because it's the holiday we like focus on it, right?
I just wish that's my thing. I just wish there's just less pressure and like stop making single people feel bad. Like
you did okay. At the start of the podcast?
No, I'm saying like because the single awareness day called sad. Come on. Like it's not sad to be single. Like
who said that Singles Awareness Day had to be about being sad about it?
Because every post I've seen about it has been like, I'm single.
Nope. And I know a couple of friends, like, personally, who would not agree with that and who absolutely actually celebrate being single.
Well, then
and
that's
they celebrate
good.
It on Singles
I just don't
Awareness
want this
Day.
Negative. I don't want this negative,
but
you
even
know,
if,
idea
even if
to
you,
it.
Even if somebody who is single on Valentine's Day wants to celebrate that or like feel like sad about it. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily wrong to tell them that they can feel that way. I mean, that's the way they need to feel. Obviously, you're there for them. Like you feel, you like say, "Oh, hey, I'm here for you. I understand. Maybe it's a rough day for you."
Hey, man, I'm not saying that. Like, you can feel any way you want to feel. I'm just saying, like, you really shouldn't feel bad for being single on Valentine's Day, because it's just another day at the end of the day. And like, I mean, honestly, like, some of y'all need to celebrate being single, because there's a lot of I'm serious. There's a lot of toxic people out there, and just like, you should be glad you're free of them, and that you're not spending another Valentine's Day with these expectations that they ruin. So honestly, like, it's better to be alone than, I literally posted this today on Facebook, it's better to be alone than to lower your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's true. Okay.
Yes.
Bro, my son's toilet, whenever he pees in it, it starts singing, and it's singing right now. I'm upstairs. I'm officially freaked out.
Hey, it's gonna be okay. He's probably just up there peeing.
No, he's asleep.
Are you sure? Sounds like someone's peeing in that toilet right now.
Well, it's
either your son or a ghost.
It may be on the fritz, because he keeps on removing the pan out of it, and then anyway,
yeah, he keeps removing the pan so he can drink it, and you know, like we all used to do when we were children. No. Yeah, of course.
No, he sees me dump it in the toilet, so he wants to do it, but
He's in the spilling. Mimicking. He's in the mimicking phase.
He mimics everything I do.
Yeah, yeah.
He also knows the entire opening scene to Toy Story 2, which he reenacts while it's playing.
That's going to be a memory that's going to stick with that boy forever and ever.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have like an early memory of that where like you were like, this was my thing as a kid? I can tell you mine. I know exactly what mine
was. I want to hear it. Tell me.
It was, so there used to be this Barney video. It was like Barney Treasure Island, something like that.
Okay.
But it's not the Barney video that I remember. You do remember back on old VHS tapes, at the beginning of the VHS there were commercials that would run.
Yeah, I remember this.
This one in particular was for JCPenney, and it was for like JCPenney babies or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I still remember so vividly. I was very young, and I remember JCPenney with all these babies running across the screen.
I
will
so
never
right
ever forget about it, because it's so fresh in my mind, that whole commercial. And I must have been like three. I was very young. And I just remember, like, every time that video came on, I was like, oh, I gotta watch it's the JCPenney thing. Like, I didn't say that with words, but like, you know. Do you have anything like that where you were like, you must have been like three or younger, and you were like, oh my, you, and like you had a thing.
So
you remembered.
In terms of like my memory, it's really weird, because like a lot of people say like their memories are connected with like music and stuff. Like they can basically unlock memories with sounds,
right?
Which to a certain extent is true for me, but it's smells that really get me. Like, I'll smell something and then I'll be like,
yeah. The number one sense that triggers emotions and memories is olfactory first and auditory second.
See? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah. So that's normal.
So
yeah, that's normal.
I think one of my earliest memories in terms of something like that, okay, so I was in this thing. I was probably like three. It was called Awana Cubbies. And do you know Awana Cubbies?
I think I know Awana Cubbies.
James?
Keep going. Tell me.
This day, I still remember the song we would sing every single time we had Awana Cubbies. I know it all.
The Awana Cubbies song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I still remember it. And also, for all you homeschoolers out there, you probably remember this guy called Patch the Pirate, who came out with these like little cassette tapes. And I remember pretty much all of them. And we started listening to them when James was a baby. So, yeah, I do. I mean, like I said, a lot of my memories are connected to smell. But for some reason, like to this day, I still remember the Iwana Cubby song and the hand, even the hand motions that went with it. Like, bro, it's frightening. Mom mentioned Iwana Cubbies not long ago. She's like, you remember when you're in Iwana? And I was like, I do. And the first time I ever saw a harpist was at Iwana Cubbies. Yeah.
You had a harpist play the Iwana Cubbies song?
Yeah, we did. Well, no, she had. We did like.
We are Iwana Cubbies.
We're happy all day long.
All day long.
We know
long?
That Jesus loves us. That's why we sing this song.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Iwana Cubbies.
Yep.
A fellow Iwanan.
What's up?
What level did you get up to in Iwana?
I didn't
get that far. Full disclosure. I got to blue or purple, maybe. I didn't get that far.
I want to say I got to yellow, but I'm not positive.
I don't remember what numbers any of those were.
Me either.
But anyway.
But they said, I remember one woman, she's like, you know, if you keep on doing this, you'll be able to be a Sparky, which was what my brother was. It was
right,
another
age
group.
Yeah.
My older brother was in Sparkies, and they got to do a lot more fun stuff. But we did have this 15-30 minutes, we did this section where we learn about something new. Like, someone would come in and do a demonstration or something. And it was a harpist. I'll never forget the harp. It was, I want to say it was a Lion and Healy. It was blonde. I know that now because I know about harps, but it looked like a Lion and Healy from my memory.
Right,
and it was blonde and had gilding up the side and on the soundboard, and I wanted to touch it so badly. Like, I was just like, I don't know who the woman was. She had brown hair. She was really good, whoever it was.
Right.
And
right.
She played a couple things for us. And I remember she did some glissandos, and I was like, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And I remember she was wheeling the harp out, and I just wanted to touch it so bad. And I asked her, she's like, you can touch the bass strings. And I did. And it was like, I want to do that again.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess harp has always been part of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it was a foreshadowing.
It's very cool. And I'm so glad that you've kept playing harp to this very day, and you play it every day.
Why are you making me feel that, man?
It's not your fault. If you had a harp, you would be plucking those strings all day.
Oh, it would be locked away to keep his little grubby hands off of it. Because I just know. I mean, my harp got knocked down one time. It was it wasn't a pedal harp, but it was I think it was a Lion and Healy troubadour. It got knocked down on the stage at my church because some little kids were trying to play it when I wasn't there. Bro, I think it was the first time I gave my mom eyes, is like I like to call them, and I lit into those kids. You can go tell your parents, but then you had to tell them that they may have to spend a couple $1,000 to replace this harp if anything happened to it. They're like, no, I'm sorry. Wow. And also, they're old enough to know better. Like, they weren't 5 and 6. Like, they're 8 and 12. I'm like, I'm about to beat y'all with my tuner. Okay, get out of here.
You know what harp is kind of. You know what harp kind of sounds like?
What?
Harp kind of sounds like heart.
Yes.
Hearts are a symbol of Valentine's Day.
They
are. Did you know? Did you know, by the way?
That if you don't with these segues, I'm going to kill you.
The tradition of giving flowers to each other on Valentine's Day started in the 14th century.
That's
We've
so
been
cute.
Doing this for so long. And now, these days, we have a bunch of other kinds of traditions. Did you know, in Europe, in some parts of Europe, they give away St. Valentine's keys as a romantic symbol, as an invitation to unlock, my heart,
Ooh.
You know they do that? Is that a tradition we should get rid of?
No, that's super cute.
So what American traditions are we...
I think... Just like everything else in America, it's been very sexualized.
Really?
Like literally everything else in America. Girl,
that's
I can't tell you how many pop-up ads I've had for lingerie since February 1st hit.
You know, ads are based off of your search history and
no,
your
it's not.
Results. Yes, they are. They really are. All ads are, they're catered to you. You think that I get lingerie ads every Valentine's Day?
I don't know,
no.
James. What are you into?
I'm into like Yu-Gi-Oh cards and Honey Nut Cheerios. Those show up on my
Valentine's
Day feed. Listen, so this is true. I have a friend who works for like the companies that take in the audio data from your personal assistants or your virtual assistants on your phones and sends them to advertising companies. So that's why literally if you start talking about Hershey's chocolate is the best chocolate. Hershey's. Don't you love some Hershey's chocolate? And I swear to you, in like 15 minutes, you're going to see an ad on your phone for Hershey's chocolate just because I did that.
Well,
like,
okay.
No joke.
To be honest, I haven't really, this year, haven't really gotten a lot of lingerie ads. But maybe I did because my dog chewed up one of mine. And I was talking about replacing it. Yeah,
there you
and
go.
I wanted to murder him.
It's all connected.
Because it was a limited edition from Victoria's Secret. But anyways, a lot of my ads are like, you know, baby related. And then I get a lot of wedding ads, which I kind of hate.
That
but
makes sense. See, it's all connected because that's what you're talking about in your life.
Yes, it is, ladies and gents.
So, yeah, it's true. It's true. So remember, they're always listening.
It's terrifying.
So did you know? I'm just dropping some random, some slick.
Are we
Valentine's
NPR?
Day
what
knowledge. No, I'm just trying to like we're discussing like Valentine's Day traditions, you know, and how like I'm gonna give you a couple from around the world, and I want you, Molly, the person who hates tradition, Valentine's Day traditions, to tell me whether these are okay or should go away. Let's do it. Okay, here we go. In the United States, did you know about 190 million Valentine's Day cards are sent each year, not including the hundreds of millions of cards that school children exchange?
That's
the tradition of giving cards. What do you think?
Insane. I mean, like, if you want to, go ahead. I just think buying cards is just like, just get some blank inside, pretty looking cards. They're way cheaper. And then whenever you have an event come up, you can just, okay, this is another weird thing about me. Cause like, I keep gift bags, tissue, and wrapping paper in my house all the time. And little note cards, like these tiny little note cards that are like very kind of generic, but they're blank inside. And I haven't really bought like a regular card, and I can't tell you how long, because it's just like so expensive. Like one card is like $5, and I get blank inside cards like a pack of 20 for $5. So why would I, you know?
Speaking of like the cost, so this is another like little thing that's on this website.
Okay,
the total expenditures in 2017, so this is kind of old, topped $18.2 billion just for Valentine's Day cards, which averages out to about $136 per person.
That's
for Valentine's Day cards.
Why? See,
money, man.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, again, I go back to like, you know, in America, it's just like super commercialized. Like, you don't have to give someone a card. You can write someone a letter or a note or something if they really want a card. Because guess what? They're not going to have that card in, you know, 3 years, unless you're someone that I guess doesn't give a lot of cards. I don't know. I mean, Tim got me a card last year and the year before that, and it was really sweet. But he wrote inside it too. Like, he wasn't just like, here's a generic Valentine's Day card. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just like, if you're capable of it, make it a little bit more personal, you know? Don't let Hallmark capitalize on your love. Stupid.
Right.
I don't know why I'm being such a grouch today.
No, it's totally fine. So here's another tradition that I know of, and I could be butchering this. I'm not reading this one, but do you know about White Day in like some Asian countries.
Okay.
So here's the idea, right? On Valentine's Day, in Asian countries and some Asian countries, I know Japan is one of them.
Okay.
Valentine's Day, girls give like gifts or chocolates to boys, right?
So cute. Love it.
And on White Day, which happens like a month later or something like that,
mm-hmm.
the boys are expected to return the favor. So it's like,
oh, that's so cute. I love that.
It's like a, you know, so Valentine's Day, the girls give the gifts to the guys. And on White Day, the guys give girls back to give gifts back to the girls. What do you think about that? It's usually chocolates, by the way. Yeah. But yeah, what do you think?
Okay, so it's not like these extravagant gifts, you know, but that's like super cute because like then I don't know, I mean that's way more cute because like in America Valentine's Day, you know, you're expected to exchange like right then and there,
right?
And that just like gives you time, it gives the boys time to be like, okay, let me work up the courage, and oh no, that's cute. Like, and it's not something insane, like you're not expected to take people out to dinner and stuff, like it's just chocolate. That's my thing. It's just like you're expecting like these extravagant gifts and or like things to do. I don't know.
Right.
It's just like you can do that anytime. And also, who wants to go out on a weekend in February? Like, gross. No. Like, I want to stay inside and chill and wear some sweatpants. Is that too hard to ask? Is that too much to ask?
I don't know.
That's another thing, going out the day of Valentine's Day or like the day before is awful. Like the worst. I've done it and then I was like, I don't want to do this again unless it's like during the day. That's the only time I'd be like, okay, like maybe early in the day, like a breakfast date or something, because by the time like 5 o'clock hits, it's just absolute insanity. And you're like thinking like, oh, I want to have like a intimate date. You're not going to have an intimate date. There are going to be people everywhere. It's going to be super loud. You won't be able to hear each other. The only good part will be the food. And honestly, I'm a pretty good cook, so I can just cook it at home.
It's true. And you know what's worse this year? Valentine's Day is on a Friday.
So it's going to be doubly. Absolutely. And the thing is,
even if you're not celebrating Valentine's Day by going out, you're still affected by the traffic.
You are.
By the, like, you know, just the numbers of people going out.
Gross. Like, we have every streaming service imaginable. Just stay home and eat some steak and chill out. Like, it's too much for me. I don't know. I'm not salty about the day. I think it's just like an overemphasis on the day, and it like this emphasis for it to be like you have to take her out to dinner, you have to get her flowers, you don't have to do any of that. As long as she at the end of the day knows like you love her, or the people that you love know that you love them, like who cares, you know? Like, it's just why do you have to always pour money into it? That's my thing. Like, why do you have to pour money into it?
Then you might like living in Iran on Valentine's Day, because hear this. In the first part of the 21st century, the celebration of Valentine's Day in Iran has been harshly criticized by Islamic teachers who see the celebration as opposed to Islamic culture. In 2011, the Iranian Printing Works Owners Unions issued a directive banning the printing and distribution of any goods promoting the holiday, including cards, gifts, and teddy bears. So they are harshly against Valentine's.
That's very extreme. I'm not against it.
To be fair to Iranians, they do have a different holiday where they sort of like celebrate like love, but like they're just very harshly against like this like card giving, teddy bears, you know, like stuff. So,
well, I mean, again, like, I know I'm going on a tangent right now, but and it's not that it's not like if you want to do those cliche things, go ahead, do it. But I'm just saying you shouldn't feel pressured to do them. And also, like, Valentine's Day shouldn't be just about romance. Like I said, growing up, it wasn't just about romance. My parents, like, they usually didn't even go out on Valentine's Day. They, again, my dad's birthday is a week later, so they just did something for his birthday. But, like, my parents spent the day with us, and, like, they got us, like, candy or whatever. And mom would always write us like a handwritten note. It was always super sweet. So, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't have to be about romance. That's my biggest thing, is it doesn't have to be about romance. And no matter what you say, being quote unquote devil's advocate. Also, like, when does the devil need an advocate? That's my question.
The devil needed an advocate when he fell from heaven and nobody was there to pick him up and they just shunned him. And that's why he became the person he is. The devil is just an angel fallen from grace.
Don't you think he became the person he was because of what he did to fall from grace? Just question.
What did he do to fall from grace? Do you know?
Sort of. Man, don't try to play me like this, all right? Okay, I know my stuff. Kind of.
Full disclosure, I don't know, and I'm looking it up right now.
It was like, so he was like, basically it's from right-hand man. Well, they talk about in the Old Testament too.
Oh, I see what happened. I'm understanding what happened now. And this makes sense for God. Lucifer wasn't satisfied with worshiping God, and instead he wanted to be worshipped himself. Mm-hmm. And God was like, nobody can worship anybody but me. Go to hell. And he shoved him off.
Well, he didn't send to hell, he sent to earth.
Well, anyway, who cares? what were we talking about before? Satan? Not today, it's Satan.
You?
Devil's advocate. You were like, who needs an advocate? The devil when he fell from heaven.
Advocate? I don't know. Like, I don't think that there shouldn't be this huge emphasis on the romance. And
well, you might like living in Scandinavia then, because this is the last one. The
I'm
last
literally
little
going to throttle
fun fact.
You.
No, it's fine. In Denmark and Norway, February 14th is known as Valentine's Dog, and is celebrated much the same as in the United Kingdom. However, in Sweden, it's called Alla Hjärtans Dag, All Hearts Day, and it's not widely celebrated. A 2016 survey revealed that less than 50% of men and women were planning to buy presents for their partners.
Cute. I like that. I'm about that. Yeah. If Valentine's Day, just maybe an opportunity to like text somebody that you care about, like, hey, just I love and appreciate you. Thank you for being on this earth still.
Yeah.
But say something.
If I just got a text that was like, I love you, babe, that was it, I'd be like, well, okay. I think that most people would be kind of like, that's it?
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly how people would react.
No, I mean like...
And even
like
you. And I know deep in your heart and soul, if Tim on Valentine's Day, if all that happened is Tim sent you a text saying, love you, babe. That's it. Nothing else happened. You'd be disappointed.
Honestly,
you'd be let down. Yes,
no, because he like rarely texts me, so I'd be surprised.
You started this whole thing saying that you were going to celebrate Galentine's Day with high tea and little finger sandwiches, you're telling me.
You know what? I just came here to have a good time, and I feel really attached right now. All right, I'm just saying like. Okay, I don't do Galentine's Day that crazy every year, but I wanted to do it this year because, like, I'm living in my own house now. Like, we're not living in an apartment. And, you know, I want to spend time with my mom and her sisters and, a couple friends. Like, what's so wrong with that? And my cousin.
Nothing. Nothing. Am I invited?
No.
Are you
going to
celebrate our friendship and our friendly love on any
totally,
of these
James.
Days?
I will send you an emoji of the middle finger. That's all you're getting from me.
This is what we call in the biz hypocrisy. this is what
in
we call
biz?
In the
biz. Who are
in
you?
The biz. I'm Jim Boy.
You are. No, I mean like. I think you're missing my point. Like,
no, I get it. I totally get your point. I'm just like, you know,
also, you know,
around.
I'm more about doing. I think this is another thing for me. It's like I'm more about doing these for people than like saying like stuff like that because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just not like that. I used to be, and I'm not anymore, and I'm just not about that life. You said before, like, when you thanked me about something, you're like, hey, I know I'm about to come off as really gay. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. You know, because that's just how I am. I exude this extreme male energy, and it makes no sense, but that's just how it is.
It's fine. It's just who you are.
I think I get it from my dad.
Might I be so bold as to say, I love you for it.
Gross. Don't ever say that to me ever again.
That's Valentine's Day.
Disgusting. This Hold Valentine's on a second. I need to go throw up. Can you give me a sec? All right.
This Valentine's Day, everyone send Molly the reasons that they love, that you love Molly.
Please don't.
Yeah, send Molly all the reasons also, you love her.
Also, can you just like bleep out the word love? Can you do that for me? Thank you. I appreciate it. Anyway.
If I do that.
It's not even more wrong. Actually, just cut that whole part out.
I'm gonna bleep out love every time it's been said this whole podcast. Yes. Nobody's so gonna people, even like, know what it's talking
They're gonna
about.
Think it's going to be like the most disgusting podcast ever. They're like, wow, oh they're God. Really going for it on Valentine's Day. Yeah, I we are.
Love this idea.
Please don't.
Okay.
Imagine
well,
just bleeping that out.
Oh my gosh. Okay, great. This has been a wonderful episode talking about love and Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Whatever your plans happen to be this Valentine's Day, make them good. Love yourself.
Yes.
Tell Molly how much you love her.
Please don't do that. That makes me extremely uncomfortable.
At Harps of Praise on Twitter.
Oh my God, I still have a Twitter?
I think so.
Oh.
We got to wrap this up. We got to do a good ending for this.
Okay.
Do we have a sign off yet? Do we have like a sign off that we do every episode? This is only episode 2, but like let's see. I'm looking around the room.
Yeah.
Octopus?
No. Nothing with the word puss in it.
Gudetama?
What the hell is that?
It's the little egg guy, you know? He's like that cute, like, little egg guy who, like, is
no
sassy.
No. Nope. Okay, well, have whatever. No idea. We could just say jazz hands and be out.
Jazz hands.
I'm out.
See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.